All right, here we go. On the bottom of the page. On the bottom of the page, it says Tanan. Sorry about that delay. Tanan. Mi shenoz arshtei mizivayis megal... Sorry, you hear me? Do you hear me now?
So he says.
Okay, tonight, mi shenazar, the hammer is going to go very quick tonight. Mi shenazar, shame is US Megalech, I said, we shouldn't be Yom Shleshim Yechad, Shoshim Yechad, Yashnil, Yom Shishim Yechad. A person was Makal upon himself a double Nazirus. So when does he shave his hair for the first time? When does he shave his hair for the second time? So it says here in the Mishnah, says that the first one is day 31. And the second one is going to be day 61. Now, Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, Koy Rav Masna, that Vav Mei, we just turn the page now, that Vav Mei Alf. I know, we gave a very big Hagdama, so I can't go over the Hagdama, okay, because we have a very long Hagdama.
Okay.
I apologize, I don't mean anything personal.
No problem.
Okay, it's already 8:45.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
So Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, it's going to be good. According to Rav Masna,
I'll be able to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to try, we'll do the best, we'll try to get it. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, El Rav Hoda Kashia. Again, two terms of Nazirus back to back. I'm very, very tired. We just turned the page.
Yeah.
El Rab Harda Kasha. There are two terms of Nazirus back to back. Okay, so what does it say in the Mishnah? When does he shave the first Nazirus day 31? When does he shave the second Nazirus day 61? According to Rav Masna, that says that you must have a Nazirus is 30 complete days. Does this make sense? It makes perfectly logical sense. You have 30 days, and when you get to day 30, day 30 is the very, very last day. And then on day 31 is the following day is when you bring the korbanos, and part of bringing the korbanos is you shave your hair. But according to Bar Pada that says in the Nazirus only 29 days, why in the world would you want to bring your korbanos on day 31? The Nazirus is over at the end of day 29. So on day 30 is the day when you should bring the korbanos. How then can it say in this Mishnah that the korbanos are offered on day 31? The fact that it says that the korbanos are offered on day 31 is a clear, irrefutable proof to the shita of Rav Masna that a nazirus is 30 days. Again, there's a machlokes Rav Masna bar Pada. Is a nazirus 30 days or 29 days? When the nazirus is over, you bring korbanos. You cut off your hair.
Ramasa says
30. Ramasa says 30. Bar Pada says 29 days. Yeah. It says in the Mishnah, if a person accepts upon himself a double nazirus, when does he bring the korbanos for the first term of nazirus? On day 31. According to Rav Masna, this makes a lot of sense because the first term of
according Rav Pada is the 30th.
Exactly. So El Bar Pada Koshia.
Why is it Shvia? Because it says.
Because according to Bar Pada, you should bring the carbon on day 30, not on day 31.
And here in the Mishnah,
it says day 31.
I got it.
Amalucha Bar Pada, Ema Seifa. You're asking a kash on me. Look at the safe of this same Mishnah. The safe of this same Mishnah says, Vim Gilach, this is a Mishnah later on. It's not we learn this Mishnah later on. Vim Gilach Esa Rishoyim Eliyom Shloshim, Megalech Esa Shni Eliyom Shishim. It says, another Brisa. It says that if you do shave your hair on day 30, then you can shave the second one on day 60. So what do you see here? You see here that the Nazirus is how many days?
29.
29 days.
Because if it was 30, how dare you shave?
Exactly, on day 30. Yeah. How could you day 30? You have to wait until day 31.
So it's conflicting.
Exactly.
Conflicting the configuration of Sefer.
Exactly. You see, you missed the whole Hagdama, you know the whole Gemara. Ella safe Messiah. So what are you gonna answer? The Gemara says that we said this answer yes, the Peldig answer Reisha.
By the way, I'm sorry, save the mission. Glad it's Shni El Yom Shishi, it says?
Yes, what it says.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The most Reisha, but Omer Shleimim. Einochinami.
I'm sorry, Ella safe the Messiah Reisha.
Ella safe Messiah Kash. Ella Reisha Messiah. So the ratio is a riot to me. The safe is a riot to Bar Pada.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it says that you can shave really b'diavad on day 30.
Right.
So the Gemara says not a kasha. Ratio b'omer shleimim.
What is the aleph? Is it's missing when it's
the Bach? What does the Bach say? I don't know. Ratio tevois elu mechukim v'nir b'yenai girsinim b'rashi.
What does it say that?
Tough aleph mem means tevois elu. Mochuk,
well, how do you know?
That's what it means. That's what it means. Tevas.
And what does Vav Nun Beis mean?
Vinira be'enai. Vinira be'enai. Begirsas Rashi. Nase ko'oimer shelemim. You didn't say the word shelemim. It's as if you say the word shelemim. We learned this yesterday, and what it means basically is that
shelemim without a yod, without a yod.
No shelem, not karma shelem. Shelemim, complete. Which means there's
so that's the guess we have also shelemim.
No. Our gear says be'oimer shelemim.
Oh, here it says ke'oimer.
Ke'oimer. We don't want you mamish.
By the way, the
say.
Bach leaves out the yud after the lamed.
Second, okay, very good. I noticed that after the mem. After the mem, it leaves out the yud. The Bach leaves out the mem. The second yud leaves out. The second. Okay, whatever it is. Let's.
No, just opposite. After the lamed, the yud between the lamed and the mem leaves out.
Okay, fine. Okay,
whatever.
It's not in there. Right?
Okay,
so what does it mean over here? What does it mean over here, Shlomo? It means like this. There are two different types of nezius.
Yeah.
There's stam nezius. According to Bar Pada, there's stam. What is stam nezius? Stam nezius is 29 days.
Yeah.
But people have a tendency, and again, these are very esoteric things. Like, I don't understand that some people, when they want to make mekabel nezius, they want to go an extra step. They want to go the extra step. They want to be mekabel a complete a nezius that's sholem. When the Torah was Megale, there's something called Nazirus. The Torah was not Machmir. The Torah says, you want to be a Nazir? 29 days is good enough. But some people, when they want to be Mekabel Nazirus, they want to go the extra mile. They want to do one more day, so it should be considered a complete unit. So Bar Pada, when he said that a Nazirus, Stam Nazirus, is 29 days, that it's going Stam. Stam Nezirus, that's the bare skeleton minimum of a Nezirus, 29 days. But there are a category of people who have a need, have a teshuka, to do that one extra day in order to create a complete unit of time. I have no doubt that in this room here, Rishon Liman, if he was Mekabel Nezirus, he would do the Shleiman. Shlomo Rabinowitz, I don't know. I can't say that for sure. Can't say for sure. What?
I don't have
hair to grow. And make a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol.
Mine.
I was nichshol. I was toyim from Olam Hazeh b'lebelei bracha. I didn't have a coffee since I was near the location. Terrible. Terrible avera. Okay, vaita.
So Shlomo Rabinowitz. So
the Bapoda, we learned this yesterday. Bapoda is mechadish and nayich chidish. Is that in midaraisa, when the Torah was megala, there's something called nezirus. The shortest possible term of nezirus is 29 days.
Nee.
However, there are people. 29 days is nishtahin nishtaher. 29 days, it's like, you know, a chodesh. A chodesh can be 29 days or it can be 30 days. Okay. So when the chodesh is 29 days, it's a chodesh, a haraya. Half of the months of the year are 29 days. But it's a chodesh choser.
Yeah.
And there are people, if you're going to be mekabel upon yourself in the zeros, why be cheap? Why should you be cheap and only have 29 days? Why not already go and do one more day so that you can say, I was a nazir sholem, a shleimustik in the zeros? And that's exactly
why. Why is it necessary?
Because, I don't know why. These are very esoteric things. Why would a person in Bechlau want to become a Nazir? I don't know. There is some, it's a very esoteric
means
concept.
Kabbalistic?
Yeah. It's a very esoteric concept where the Torah was Megala. If you want to be a Nazir, there's a minimum amount of time you need to observe in this time of Dveikus to Hashem, of Tahara, of growing here, Kodosh Yihye Gadel Perasarosh. And the Torah only demanded 29 days. But 29 days in the Jewish calendar is called Choser. It's Choser, Shlomi. Choser, you're lacking, because a month can be either 29 days or 30 days. The Gemara is going to mention this later on Amar Beis. A Chodesh is either 29 days or it's 30 days. And that is the smallest unit of time in the Torah. I mean, there are days, there are weeks, but the Torah, it was Megala, is Megala, this Zach, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim, and in this concept of Chodesh, there's 29 and there's 30. The Torah says, you want to be a Nazir? I'm not Machmir. All you have to do to go through the process is 29 days. But there are, the Gemara is Megala, that people on their own, without the Torah asking them, decided, why only 29 days? If we're already going to do the shortest amount of time of a Chodesh, and since in the Chodesh, that's Svei Dina, there's a Chodesh Choser and a Chodesh Mole, why not have the Hanah, have the Maila of doing 30 days? This is the only way Bar Poda will be able to wiggle out of this massive question that is presented to him. That is presented to him. Because Bar Poda says, on the Zerus, no, I'm sorry, Rav Master. The only Rav Master, Bar Poda is now according to Rav Master. No. According to Bar Poda. Bar Poda explains, according to Bar Poda, one thing at a time, according to Bar Poda, it says in the Mishnah, a person is mekabel nezirus, he should shave on day 31. And then it says, but let's say he shaves on day 30, it's also good. So what do you see? Day 30 is a good nezirus. How could day 30 be a good nezirus? Because Bar Poda says, nezirus is 29 days period. Mimela, when it says in the Sefer, day 30, it means after you finish the term of 29 days, the following morning you bring your korbanos. Perfect. What then is the pshat in the reisha when the reisha says that you should bring your korbanos on day 31? That is not discussing stam nezirus. That's discussing when a person says, listen, the Torah was Megala, the smallest amount of time is 29 days. You know what? I want it one more day. I want to have one more day so I should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Chodesh Mole. Shleimim, a Chodesh Shole. That's the answer.
What if a person encounters a mace?
So yes, it's all over again.
On the 30th day.
All of that's the Gemara's going to talk about that. They're excellent. That's really the top of the whole daf. That's Vamish, the Gemara's going to lead into. You're mechaving to the whole daf. We'll get to it in a few moments. We'll get to what he said in a few moments. Okay?
So. Why only from the Kanta go to Mace?
No. Your only soys is a Gezeris HaKosef. It's a Gezeris HaKosef. Your only soys are Nezirus when you come in contact with the dead. If you eat grapes, drink wine, shave your hair, you do not start all over again.
You don't have to bring a car, even?
No, nothing. Nothing. Garnished. Olam kiminhago nov. Nothing happens. The only time you have to...
He doesn't need any kapara?
No. Not korbanos. You can always say, slach lanu avinu kichotanu.
Why is it only Thomas Mays? It says in the Torah explicitly that he has to start all over.
Gezeris HaKosef. Explicitly.
The hayamim,
yes, the hayamim elu yiplu gzeres akosif.
Yiplu, and it says when it first comes in contact with a
only
mace.
Only that it says v'chi yav v'chi yiplu alav mace.
One second. This is in Pashas. No, sorry.
The famous in the pasuk. Only when a dead comes in contact with a dead body does he have to be soysed. Does not make any mention of being soysed in the zirus when he comes when he drinks
anyway,
and buys. From some delicious yayin that's over here in the kitchen, in Schmidman, and if you want to open it up, the key can be found in a fine fructose palace.
It's only
there.
Liquor. It's only liquor.
Weiter.
And he gets malchus if there's eight in Masra.
He gets malchus. Eight in Masra gets malchus. It's even a loisase. But he does not soise. He's not soise. Weiter. The top of the page. El Bar Poda Kasha. It says the ratio. 31.
But you see Shimshon.
Oh yeah, there's Oilam. Shimshon is a Nizir Oilam.
No. And we say Shimshon. You see, once he would reveal the power to his
the power.
But he was a Nazir from when he was
Nazir,
born.
No, he was a Nazir Oilam. He was an Abazundra Nazir. He's a different type of Nazir. He's not the regular type of Nazir. He's not a
Nazir. Just like Shmuel Anavi was a Nazir Oilam.
There were four Nazirim in the Torah. Who were the four Nazirim? Shimshon, Avshalom, Shmuel, and Yosef.
Yes, but Tzai says it was another one.
Nazir Echav.
No, Rashi says Nazir Echav means he was separated from his brothers.
I know, but it's a Kabbalah. He's still called Nazir. There are four people that were Nazir.
But he didn't have a status
Shmuel,
of a Nazir.
Shimshon, Avshalom, Yosef. Kineged the Arbob on him. I'm not joking. Avshalom was the Rasha. And Shimshon was the she'ini the lishal at psachle at his feminine the lila and Yosef was the chacham, no, and Yosef I don't remember that. I think so, yeah.
No, forgive me. No.
He says no. The Shul Zev Lobel says I'm wrong.
Rashi says, Nizir Echav. Rashi explained what that means.
Al pi halacha. Al pi halacha. Rashi says that you cannot.
Al pi pashtus.
Rashi says 29. Rashi enumerates, that long Rashi enumerates all 29 words. You know that Rashi? On Daf Hei, there's no such Rashi in the whole Shas. Daf Hei on the base.
Which
29? Four lines from the bottom.
Which Daf?
Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Hei Amud Aleph.
Nee.
Four lines from the bottom page. You never saw a Rashi like this your whole life.
Let me see.
Four lines from the bottom. Hei Amud Aleph. Hei Amud Aleph.
Nee.
Rashi counts for you the 29 times in the Torah where it says the word Nazir or the word Neder. 29 times. One, two, three, four. Four lines from the bottom of the page of Pentaf. Hey, Amud Aleph. It says, Bar Podo Amar Kneged Nazir Nizroy, or five lines. Nazir Shen Shlosh Chosarachas, Lindor, Neder, Nazir, Lahazir, Yazir, Nizroy, Neder.
First of all, that's not Rashi. It's
Mafarish.
Okay.
Yazir, Haziroy, Nizroy, Vihizir, Nizroy. Hanozir, Nizroy, Hanozir, Nizroy.
But he
Nizroy,
doesn't tell you where Hanozir, that pasuk is found.
Follow the pasukim. Just follow the words of the pasuk. Go to Parshas Nosai. Just go through Parshas Nosai. Go on a tour. Nizroy, Hanozir, Hanozir, Yidor, Nizroy, Nidroy, Yidor, Nizroy.
So what's the Govaita, significance?
Govaita. Harei Shloshim Chosar Achas.
Rabbi Pardo said, why 29 days?
Nezer Elokov. Rabbi Shol Lobel. Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. He says, but it says 30. It says in the end of the Breish, just Nezer Elokov.
Loikov. The Breish, which is that? Let Nezer Elokov. Where?
No, you're right. Doesn't say it. There's a Nosai. Here, I Ois Ayin. I'm sorry, it tells you exactly where it is. Ois Ayin tells you where it is. Ois Ayin, where's the Ois Ayin? It's somewhere over here. I weiß nicht. It says, Loiko Choshev. Lifi She'ein L'shoin Nizirus El L'shoin Ataro.
By the way, I just... That thing right entered my mind. That Nezer is referring to a crown. It means Atar. Yeah. I knew this.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
He knows the whole Shas.
Next.
Shlomi, watch out, competition.
Oh, so a second.
Competition
for you. What's interesting, Rapado, he's giving a reason as a Ramad, why 29 days? Because it says 29 times.
The Gemara says that. That was yesterday's daf.
Which I wasn't here.
I was Shol Lehman, he gave the show yesterday. He taught us this. It's Megala, the Soidois. The Soidois.
What's that? You gave the show last
Shabbos. Shabbos, Shlomi, it's an Ace Rotzain. Weiter.
Nee.
Let's review the Gemara's kasha. What's the yisoid? If you learn something today, there's a machloikis Rav Masna Mepoda. Rav Masna says the makor for Nazirus is kadosh yihyeh b'gematria 30.
That's
what Gemara says, 30. Barpada says, how many hawatas Nazirus? 29 days. Why? Because it says the word nazir or neder 29 times in the parasha. It's Parshas Nosai. Machloik is 29:30. Now, Lamayna Afkamina, when do you bring your Karbonis? You bring your Karbonis L'Choira the day after the Nazirus is over.
Yeah.
So according to Rav Masna, when will you bring the Karbonis on day 31? Yeah. According to Bar Poda, when will you bring the Karbonis on day 30?
Right.
So what does it say? What does it say in this Mishnah? That the Nazir brings the Karbonis on day 31. Yeah. Oh, 31. So Raya to Rav Masna, Kashim Bar Poda. Oh, yes, and Kasha, let me go weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, but let's say you brought the Karbonis on day 30. It's Eichid good. It's also good, Bidiyev. It's also good. It's good. So how could it be good if the Nazirus is 30? It must be that the Nazirus Taka is only 29 days. And you bring the Karbon on the day after. Oh, but what about the ratio that says that you should lechatchila bring it on day 31? That is not discussing Stam Nazirus. That's discussing a case where a person says, I want to be mahader. I don't want to settle for the regular. I want an upgrade.
What about the safe and the seven galach you shave?
The safe is going perfect. The safe is says yimaglech on day 30. 30 is good according to Bar Pada.
You said karban, as you said.
It's to go together. The magalech and the karban is the zelbazach. You magalech on the karban. On the carbon shlomim,
you
light up the carbon shlomim and you burn the hair on the dud, tachas the dud of the carbon shlomim.
Dud?
The dud is the pot. The pot. The dud. The pot. You go and you shave your hair and you burn the hair on the fire of the pot of the carbon shlomim.
You mean under the pot?
Under the pot, whatever, right, under the pot, between the fire and the pot.
Yeah.
Okay, so over here, what do we have over here? So therefore, we have a steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says 31, then it says 30. The Rapat, it says perfect. the sefer is going stam nizirus is 29 days. Memela, you bring the carbon on day 30. The reisha is not discussing stam nizirus. The reisha that says 31 is discussing an upgrade. Upgrade. Where, you know what, if I'm going to be a nazir, I might as well do it the way you're supposed to do it. Let's be a sholei. Upgrade. Fine. Now comes the question that Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel asked. What will Rav Masna going to do with all this?
Yeah.
Rav Masna Koshya Sefer. According to Rav Masna, we have a Kashya Sefer. Right, why? Because the Sefer says 30.
Yeah.
How are you talking 30? You have to wait till day 31.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna, can be 20 Sefer. Yom Shloishim Oyle Lekanu Lekan. In other words, my heat, what do I mean to say? He introduces a Yisoid that it goes through the entire Torah. This is a Yisoid. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Limikutoyim. A woman has a baby. Get a baby after six months.
Okay, whatever.
Shemitah. There's so many different yonim in this when it comes to Nixas Kikuloi. Over here,
you find out about a lot of things.
Avelus.
We always make them, and it comes to Erevin, whatever.
Nixas Hayoyim Kikuloi Mimela. Mimela, what is there for? Be'etzem, the Naziris is 30 days. But you don't have to wait till the end of the day. You could already shave off your hair and bring the karbanis in the morning of day 30.
I see.
Nixas Hayoyim Kikuloi.
As if it was already completely 30
right.
days.
Right. Nixas. What about Bar Pada? Now this is very important. According to Bar Pada, there is no such thing as Mixas Hayoyim Kikuloi.
Right.
No such thing.
Right.
Because even Bar Pada, you never heard Bar Pada say that day 29 you can bring the carbon. According to Bar Pada, if Nizirus is only 29 Kikuloi days,
yeah.
So say Mixas Hayoyim and bring on day 29.
You have to wait until the 29th is over.
Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, Sifra, Sifrei, Mechilta, Sichas Dekolim, Ushedim, Sichas Malachi Asharis. Does it anywhere say such a Zach that you can bring a carbon on day 29? Because according to Bar Pada, if you're going to go sit in the series of 29 days, there's no Mixas, and you got to wait until the next day. Only Lufi Rav Masna that says it's Yihyeh, 30 days, is there going to be a din of Mixas, Hayoyim Kikuloi, and therefore you can bring the carbon on day 30 also. Lechat Chilof, Yimakabalim is of 30 days.
Oh, you can bring a 30 as if it's already 31.
Mixas, not 30, 31, it's already finished. Lechat Chilof, if you mekabel nezirus 30 days, you should do a complete
the following
30 days.
Day.
But bidiyaved, if you don't want to wait the whole day, I want to get
completely
the show on the road.
Mixas
hayoyim kikuloi. But how long is the nezirus?
30 days.
30 days. And soon we're going to have a very big nafkamina. And let's really say the nafkamina now to save time. What's nafkamina? Halach is.
Rapada doesn't like that. Yeah.
Rapada. And what's the nafkamina between these two?
What's the concept of mixas hayoyim kikuloi? How do we understand that?
I don't know how do we understand. There's only one place that the Torah openly says that you don't say this. One place. You know what it is?
Mixas hayoyim kikuloi. Of course, everybody.
The Torah openly says you don't, and it was taught by a goyish cup was machadishness. You know what it is? Shlomi Mirwitz. You're going to say this all over. My daughter's Shem.
You find in Chazal?
No, it's Hashem very soon.
So one second. You find in Chazal that a goy can't. Nah.
A goy was Mechadesh. There's a Tekufa where you don't say mix Yem Gekulai. Who's the goy? Lovan Harami. BK Shlaakar Esakol. And what did he say? He told Yaakov, you want to marry Rachel? First, we're going to finish the Sheva Brachas. Male Shavu Azaz. What is the word male? Well, you can't marry her in the morning of day 7. We're not going to make a Sheva Brachas for breakfast and then go into the Chasana. You're going to have to wait a complete 7 days. There is no mixas hayoyim kikuloi by sheva brachas. Achasr and kala are not allowed to do things. They're not allowed to do malacha. They're not allowed to do certain things. All of the prohibitions of what achasr and kala are not allowed to do during sheva brachas.
Mixas hayoyim kikula, that applies to sheva brachas?
Sheva brachas.
I mean, the last day of sheva brachas, just
you have to go to the very end. You got to go to the very, very end. Good to the last drop.
Yeah.
The last day, achasr and kala have restrictions. They're not allowed to work. They have certain rules. I don't know what the rules are. I don't know. You know what they are? I never had that experience. I don't know what the rules are.
They bring a ride from Lavan, but yeah. Shavuot Brachas?
Yeah, you want me to show you?
I believe you.
Male Shavuot Zois. Male Shavuot Zois is the only time you don't say Mixas Hayyan Bekulai. Why? Because when you get off, you start off marriage, you have to be a shleim, a shalim. The marriage.
Where's this chazal that we learn it out?
I'll show you. Rabbi Tezner says it. Rabbi Tezner. I thought I was the only one who knew it. And I started telling him. He says, "Yeah, Malish was this Alta Torah. I don't need you to tell me this. I know this already. Alta Torah.
Probably not his. Probably it said. Probably he said.
Yeah, it's a chazal. It must be a chazal. Malish was okay. But over here is the dilemma when it comes to a nazir. It's now day 30. Day 30, according to Ramas, the person should observe a full day. But if he wants to go bring the covers on day 30 in the morning, it's okay. Now, Mr. Rappaport, you brought up this question. What's going to be now an afkamina between Bar Pardes? So it comes out now that according to both.
By the way, we find Balagoyim also.
Wait. What? So you shave the hair, right? They say mixas. You say mixas. Savelos. That's the Navelos. Okay, let's review.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's
let's review now.
Right.
What Mr. Rappaport brought up this issue. This is the Mam Sutra. Hold off now. What that is. According to both Bar Pada and Rav Masna, a person can find himself bringing korbanos on day 30. According to Bar Pada, the reason why he is bringing on day 30 is because he finished a complete term on 29 days. And day 30, it's all over. 29, it's over. And day 30 is the day after. Because according to Bar Pada, there is no such thing of mixas hayam. A complete 29, and then day 30 is when you bring the korbanos. According to Rav Masna, l'chatchila, you should wait until day 31. But if you don't want, you don't have to. You can bring the korbanos on day 30. So because then both, according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna, you can see a nazir shaving his hair and bringing his korbanos on day 30. But one is doing it midin Bar Pada. It's shleimim, 29. And day 30 is the day after. And the other is doing it because today's day 30. It's just, I'm doing mixayam l'kulay. L'may nafkamina. There's a halacha that if a nazir becomes tamei in the middle of his term, he becomes tamei. He's counting his days. He's up to day, let's say, make believe day 17. Day 17, begematria toif, day 17, and then out of nowhere, and from the sky, it falls down on his head, a nevela. That's what it says in the pasuk. The pesah pisaim.
Yeah.
The pesah pisaim.
That what?
Suddenly he comes in contact with a dead body. A dead body walking on the street, and all of a sudden, this guy puts on his head, Shalom Aleichem. I thought you were dead. I am. Okay, you're now Tommy. Day 17. So, what do you got to do now? The whole Naziris is
arroz. You
got to start all over again. You have to bring a special set of Kabbalahs for another Tommy. And you have to start all over again. Now,
not birds. Special cons.
No, you have to go Tyra. It takes a very long time. You have to go through Par Aduma water. Day 3, day 7. You got to get your act together. It takes time until you.
In between, you're not a nazir.
No, in between, you're not a nazir. No.
If you become tamei, that's it.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Well, it's probably a Ferish Mishnah later on in the Masechta. We'll get to that. It's not relevant to this now. Now, let me ask you a theoretical question. Let's say a person is Makal, Stam, Nazirus, whatever it is. And he's just lazy. He just never got around to bring the Kurbanis. And it's now already day 45. Okay, make believe. Okay, theoretical case. Day 30, day 31.
You mean he started all over again, but he didn't bring
Kurbanis? No, a regular case. A regular good, no tumah. A guy was Makabal, Nazirus, and he counted 30 days. Forget about Bar Pada, Bar Masna, 30 days, 31 days. Okay. You're done. Go bring the korbanos. Cut your hair. Burn the... He didn't do nothing. He's lazy. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. He had a flu. He was at home. Sick. He's tar. So, okay. So you're late. But you have to do the zol bezach. You have to go bring the korbanos and cut your hair and go to the Beis HaMikdash. It's already day 45. You're overdue. You're long overdue. Okay, 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 okay. He goes. And as he goes, he comes in contact with the dead. Now, according to everyone, does he have to recount, do the Nazirus all over again?
Probably not.
Absolutely not. He made it to the finish line. He's done. Now that he's done, he has to just bring the Karbonis.
No. He probably can't bring the Karbonis all this time.
Exactly. So you have to be Matar yourself, because Zonta Hayes, he's Matar himself. And now that he's Matar, he brings the Karbonis. But he doesn't, he's done. The Nazirus is over. It is complete. There's nothing more to do. Now, what happened? Now, here's the dilemma. What happens if it's day 30 in the morning? 9 o'clock in the morning. Day 30. He went through all Nazirus, no hiccups. Everything was perfect. And it's day 30. And he's on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. He gets off the bus, and all of a sudden there's a dead body there. And he's tummy. Day 30 in the morning. So does he have to do the Nazirus all over again? According to Bar Poda, who holds that the Nazirus is at most 29 days, he finished yesterday.
There's no problem.
There's no problem. He's Tomei. He'll have to Matar himself. But after he's Matar himself, he doesn't have to do it again. But according to Rav Masna, who holds that Nazirus is 30 days, and really you should bring your Kabbalah on day 31. But if you want to bring the Kabbalah on day 30, we'll let you, because we'll say Mixas Hayoim Kekuloi.
But he doesn't have to start all over again.
No, he does.
A mitzvah hayom kekulai.
Mitzvah hayom kekulai needs an akira. This is a lamdus sugya. And yeah, you have to say it's over. Until you say that it's over, it continues. Because really, the nazirus is 30 days. If you want to terminate it early in the day, you have to do a maisa to show that it's over.
By bringing karbanos.
Bringing a karbanos, cutting your hair.
Which allows
permitted.
You.
But until you go and you make that declaration,
so that means it's like he's in the middle and has to start all over. Has to bring a card, a special.
That's going to be the afkimis and provider of asna. Mardik and afkimis and tunisia. Okay,
sure.
That is the whole amid base. But we have to, until we get there, we have to go weiter. We're not finished yet. We have to go weiter. Urav Master, so Amr Master, we're going to do it. Now the Gemara says Ho Amino Chado Zimna. The Gemara Ho Amino Chado Zimna. We're middle of the page. We're middle of the page. Smack in the middle of the page. So frankly, think about it. According to Rav Masna. According to Rav Masna, we know that already. We already know that Mixas Hayoyim is Kekulay. What's the Chiddush? You tell me over here that according to the Reisha, the Mishnah told us that we already learned in the beginning of the Masechta that if a person is in the Zir Stam and the Zir Shloshim Yoyim, and you can bring the Kavanos on day 30.
Yeah.
So what is this Mishnah here where a person, the Kabbal upon himself, a double Nazirus? The Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. Mao the same ahani milay leinim chada nezirus avol l'shtei nezirus loy kamash melon. Unbelievable. In other words, this Mishnah is teaching you that you can say nixas hayon kekuloi both at the end and the beginning. No, the same. Let's clarify something. Less man the pollen. That you do say mixas hayom kekuloi when you begin. If a person is makabel upon himself in the zewis 5 minutes before it says hakoy chavim, do those 5 minutes count as day number one? Absolutely. Absolutely. Less man the pollen. A person, the day ends at 6 o'clock, and a person at 5:55 says hareini nazir. So, and then it's now 5 minutes later, it's 6 o'clock. What day is he up to?
Oh, the second day.
He's up to the second day.
Oh.
No one disagrees with that.
Oh,
the only machloikis, if you say mixas hayoyim kekuloi, is the last day. Is the last day.
Right.
Now, you get now to day 30. And this fellow says, I want to be an usher twice. I want to accept upon myself two successive terms of Nazirus. So, you do the first term of Nazirus. And then, right after you finish the first term, you start the second term. So what do you want to do in this case? It's now day 30. I want to terminate my first Nazirus, and I want to immediately, on this very day, to begin my second Nazirus. Can you do that? It's one... According to Apada, you definitely can't. According to Apada, According to our Pardah, it's not Mixas. Okay, yeah, so it's not Mixas. It's not Mixas. It's not Mixas, according to our Pardah. Right, according to our Pardah, there's no Chiddush. According to our Pardah, there's not a Chiddush. According to our Pardah, there's no Mixas on Yom Kippur. I did a 29. Today is 30. I'm bringing Korbanos. And I'm starting right away a new Nazirus. There's no overlap. There is no overlap between the old and the new. I'm bringing the Korbanos for the old, and I'm starting new. And the new could always be Mixas. But according to Rav Masna, day 30 is the last day of Nazirus number one. And then after you bring Korbanos, you're going to use day 30 as the beginning of day number one. According to Rav Masna.
He brings Korbanos right, let's say, in the morning.
Rav Masna says, on day 30, Rav Masna holds of the principle of Mixas Hayoyim Kikula. Really, you should wait until day 31. You should really wait until day 31.
We
correct?
Say as if. That,
but we're going to say Mixas Hayoyim Kikula.
He already came to an end.
So, Mel, when you bring your korban, when you bring the korban
in the morning,
on the morning, this is day 30. Ah, but it was only a couple of hours.
No.
Mixas Hayoyim
Kikula. And he could start, and he could start.
And then you're going to start immediately. It's also going to be the first day of your
correct.
Second term.
Correct.
So day 30 is Oyle Lekan Ulekan.
Yeah.
Who says that you can do that? If you only have one term of Nazirus, it's a Chiddush to say Mixas Hayoyim Kikula.
Yeah.
But to go say Mixas Hayoyim Kikula and then to use the remainder of this day as the beginning of the next term of Nazirus, that's a bit of a Chiddush.
And who
that's
says this?
Abusing the Koyach of Mixas
Hayoyim
Kikula.
And who says this?
The Mishnah says this.
The Mishnah says this?
The Mishnah. So therefore, that's where Rav Masna is coming to tell you. What was the yes? It was the case that we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you should bring the Korbanos on day.
Let's say he did not bring the Korbanos for Nazirus number one on the 30th day.
No, then you start. No, you can't start then. No.
You have to wait. The Korbanos are the key factor to start Nazirus number
two. In this case, I believe, yes. In this case, you cannot go to the next term until you do this. In this particular case, it's totally. In this, you could. I don't remember. I don't know.
Let's say he doesn't bring on day 31 either. You gave an example.
No, that's not the case. That's not our case. Our case over here is that he's depending. It's dependent. The way it's structured, the way he is stipulated is that it's going to be two consecutive terms. They're not going to overlap. There is such a thing as overlap, but that's not our case here. Our case here is two consecutive terms. You cannot begin term number two until you finish term number one. And term number one is finished when you bring the korbanos. You're going to be using day 30. You're going to be using day 30 as mi'oyle lekan. I don't know. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Oyle lekan ulekan. It's going to go lekan ulekan.
So you say, where do you find such a thing like that?
Our mishnah. That's the mishnah. So therefore, that
so
exactly.
So
nothing is shvet. What I was saying is, the question of Gemara was, what do we need? What do we want? We have a mishnah. The mishnah says lechatchila 31, b'diavad 30. So they go, what's the pshat? How could according to Rav Masna? So it's very simple. According to Rav Masna, lechatchila 31, it should be shleimim. B'diavad mixas hayoyim kikuloi. Frek the Gemara. Really? I need a mishnah to tell me that. To tell me, mixas hayoyim kikuloi. We know this already. This was already taught elsewhere. We know this already.
So the chiddush is
that it is no. What you learned elsewhere, mixas hayoyim kikuloi, is only when it's a single term.
Right.
But you never learned the chiddush that if it's back to back and then and you want to go use one day to be the end of the first and the beginning of the second, that we never learned before.
Right.
And that is what this mission is coming to teach us. And that indeed is a chiddush.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara is called
but you said before, as if you're abusing this thing.
No, that's exactly what the Mishnah is not abused. That's exactly the Chiddush. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Im Gilach Yom Shishim B'Chatzar Achas Yotza. Okay, now we have another Mishnah. Let's say you shaved. 59. How do you like this? Day 30 and day 59. Now, truth is, it's fine.
According to Rav Masna, it's fine.